English first, and then follow with the Chinese.
Today we see here and see and hope.
Bowing to and the central meaning of the Tathagata.
Wu Sheng Shen Shen
Wei Miao Hua. Bai Jie Wan Jie Han Zhao Yu. Wo Yi Jian Wen De Shou Shi. Yuan Jie Ru Lai Zhen Shi Yi.
Thank you.
people will say, oh, my mind is constantly, you know, is engaging with wondering thoughts. And this is really not good. This is a fault.
通常这个要在禅修打坐的时候才会说啊，我跟着妄想跑了，拉回来了。那下坐以后就可能就不知道了，下坐就是 talk 嘛，那就是看了，就是心一直什么在这个外面的东西一直在什么叫贪点，那位置还不够错嘛，所以下坐以后就不容易进入比较安定的状态。
Usually, when we are engaging meditation, sort of chan practice, in a more controlled, rigorous kind of routine, then we will be able to, when we were sitting, we were able to detect our mind, like our mind is constantly driven off by our wandering thoughts. But the minute we get off the cushion,we sort of put that aside, that awareness is gone, and we're constantly being pulled and pulled away from our wandering thoughts without even knowing
that. 这里面讲到要更深啊，比如说你把五蕴啊，比如说我们把我心中浮出来这个念头，某某的影像当成某某人，那就是过错。
In a more simple level of awareness, to see what the erroneous behavior is that we are engaging, we have to really see the five standards. We're involving our mind in within the five standards. That the minute a thought arises in our mind.We sort of treat that thought as something real, that image is real, that itself is erroneous.
另外比如说我们把感觉就当成是我的感觉，比如说腿，就像书讲说腿痛，不是你的腿痛，是腿在痛而已，那你认为是我的腿在痛，那就是错误的。
So by feeling, we often treat our feelings as something like if we are feeling is something that is real. For example, if you meditate, we have this leg pain. Shifu constantly reminded us to say, this is just.A pain, your leg pain, but it's not you feeling the pain, it's the leg pain. But we normally would say, oh, I'm feeling the pain.
另外还有就是说，我有烦恼，书讲说不是你有烦恼，是烦恼，你认为烦恼里面有你。
In other way, we constantly say, oh, I am full of vexation.A simple reminder is that no, it's not. We are vexated. In vexation, there is I.
也就是说，你认为烦恼里面有个我，那这样的知见是错误的嘛？那假设你这个道理懂，那你必须要每个当下都去看到说，哦，我要把我心中浮出来的这些念头当成我，当成。那你要看到这个过错了，那才能够跟那个什么，跟这个道相应的。
We have to realize that vexation itself is not problematic, but when we put ourselves into the vexation, meaning I am vexed, then that's problematic.If someone has this kind of correct view, then every moment, every thought surfacing out of one's mind, the idea, the thought, then you will see that I am putting the self into this thought, it itself is erroneous.
哎，比如说我看到你，啊，我说你骂我，你这么想，你骂我，你对我不客气，有你对我不客气，不管真的他是真的骂你还是假的骂你啊，你认为他骂我有他有我有骂，你这样想的话，这个就是什么？是错误，我们叫做三轮，没有三轮即空。
For example, when someone scolded me, we see there is you scolded, there is me being scolded, then there is this you and the words, harsh words, and me. If you have this kind of understanding,then it's erroneous. That means you are not transcended in the three realms. Three, we call, circles.
Seven. Yeah. 还有最近，海地不是死了就地震嘛，那死了听说可能超过10万人，或是50万啊。那你心中认为有一个海地啊，这个国家那是10万人，我这么认为，这样其实这样也是什么？也是过错。
For example, we have this recently. We have this really horrible earthquake in Haiti, and probably 10 or 50,000 people died because of the earthquake. If in your mind you have this thought of there is this country called Haiti, and there is I, think that there are this country, and there's earthquake, and there are 50 people died in earthquake. If in your mind you have this kind of ideas from a Chinese point of view, it's erroneous indeed.
那你要不要救他？你不救也是错误的。那你救他，然后认为我去救他就是错误的。还是要救，可是什么？没有我救他，还有他被救的这个问题。可是你有这样的一个什么行为？
But should we rescue these people? Absolutely. However, if we rescue it and then we have this thought that I rescue them, it's erroneous. And if we don't rescue, it's erroneous.
看不清楚，要不要救？
Yeah.
So do you understand? Do you need to rescue them?
要救，可是你不要以为我救他，不要这样子想啊。
Yes, you need to rescue them, but you need to not have this idea of I am rescuing them.
就像师公讲说，口袋里面要有钞票，口袋啊要有钞票，可是头脑里面什么？不要有钞票。
It's like what the Grand Master Master Zhong Shu said.In your pocket, you need to have a lot of money. But in your head, you need not to spend the money in your head. The same thing.
所以这个部分就是说，你，我们叫做不坏世间法，而什么？而得，就是在这个出世法当中，你不坏世间法。
This is what we're saying, that you don't violate the rules, the cosmic regulations in the phenomenal world, in the mundane world. but you're yourself is not, you practice, transcend the worldly dharma, the rule regulation, but then you're not violating it. You are in the midst of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, you transcend the world, this so-called hetero teaching, that's what we're talking about. Having this I, you know, engaging the phenomenon. You transcend that, and yet you are in the midst of the worldly fair. You're not violating the worldly rule.
那这原点是说，你这样吃饭，这样睡觉，跟一般人是一样的，可你心中不会去分别，就是我在吃饭，我在睡觉。
For example, you are eating, you eat, when you're hungry, you sleep, when you're tired, you do all that. But in your mind, you don't have the idea of I and all these actions you are performing. Like, you're not having the idea of I am eating, I am sleeping.You don't have this kind of differentiated dualistic thinking when you perform these behaviors and actions.
但是如果你跟人家吵架，照样吵架，可是你不要认为我跟他什么吵架。
Same thing when you are performing an argument with someone. You argue really has a very heated conversation with someone, you can still perform that action, but you don't have this idea of I am doing that.
这个我们在吵架的时候，你会不会觉得他没道理，我有道理？
When you are having an argument with someone, do you have this idea in your mind that he's really not right? I am right, you know, I'm right. It doesn't make any sense. He, you know, what he is doing, what he's thinking, it does not make sense at all. I'm more in the right.
如果你这样想的话，你就不可能在吵架的时候没有我跟你吵架，你已经有对跟错了，已经有我跟你的。
If you have this kind of belief, then it's you are not performing, you know, altercation without a sense of I, because you already have this idea of wrong, he's wrong and you're right. By that, you already have this idea of he.And you, in your mind.
那个吵架是世间法，那心中你不会想说你啊怎么讲讲的那么尖酸刻薄的话，不会这么讲。有没有听到？有，他就这么讲。可是你不会这样想说你讲的尖酸刻薄的话。那这样的话比较容易，就是比较可能说我去体验，就是出世间法在。在吵架的这个世间法当中， 那我是出世间法的心态，这样跑的话，你可以跑一跑，说等一下我现在口渴了，就喝一杯茶，还有这种本领呢、啊，那就继续跑，跑的时候还可以稍微放松一下。
So give an example of how did you transcend this worldly affair while in the midst of engaging in the worldly affair. For example, if you, for whatever reason, you need to have this kind of altercation with someone, but because your mind has already transcended from this dualistic thinking, so you can have a very heated altercation, but in the midst of that, there is no sense of I, or there's no idea of I'm the right and he's the wrong or she's the wrong. So you can still perform in this worldly affair called altercation, argument, and scolding, and it can still, in the midst of that, experience this whole mentality of transcending out of this worldly affair. And actually, you could actually, in the midst of it, you would say, hey, by the way, excuse me, I'm feeling a little thirsty by scolding. I need to have a cup of tea. And when I'm quenched, you know, my thirst, I'll come back and continue afterwards. You could actually do that, because in your mind, there is no you, there is no the other person, and there is really there's no right and wrong. You just perform what is necessary of this worldly affair needs to be taken place.
我记得师父就是会骂我们这些徒弟啊，哦，讲得好大声，哎，很凶啊。其实我发现徒弟比他更凶，徒弟太多跟他比他更大声。师父看不对劲，赶快哦。某某人啊，你可不可以坐下来啊？他马上什么，就是转得很快嘛。哦，一般人如果说，就真的你认为就是他侮辱我的话，那能不能静下来？静不下来了。
其实
师父
是这样子，师父 often for training his disciples, he would really scold his disciples in a very loud and harsh words, very, you know, from the point of view of the disciples, it's really loud and rude and harsh. So sometimes the disciples will be even louder and angrier, you know, trying to, you know, just, you know, bang on the table. And upon seeing that, the Sifu then say, okay. He can completely change his manner in trying to comfort his disciple. But ordinary sentient being will not be able to do that, because when we scold somebody, we feel there is someone we're scolding, and there is right and wrong in our mind. That's why we are scolding this person. But in Sifu, there's no such thing as wrong. He's performing what is worldly needed at that point. So there is no I, and there is someone who is going in his mind. So he's able to switch right at the next moment when he saw that situation is not good for him to continue scolding his disciple. He will just change right away and start to comfort and just like calming down.
是不是在吵架的时候才无我？没有我跟你吵架，没有我在骂你，还是没有吵架的时候根本就是没有，不是我是师父你是弟子，是哪一个？我想应该是平常的时候就是什么，就是就在那种众生是什么一体的，就原理是这个手跟脚两双手都是什么，都是我的。我不会站在左手去看右手，也不会站在什么 这个牙齿怎么去看舌头？我通常我们会什么站在这个舌头看牙齿？不是，舌头看牙齿我们不会的哈、哦。舌头咬下牙齿，我们就认为是一体的，所以咬了100次的话，舌头都还可以原谅什么？牙齿其实也没有原谅啊，就是自己的时候不小心，他不会要原谅的，对不对？可是我们一旦站在这个牙齿看舌头的话，可能说我已经忍耐2次了，你还不咬我，受不了了。
云静师父 only has a sense of no self when he was going into the temple? No. He has transcended all this sense of self, the attachment to sense of self. So he's the only, there is no him being the sifu, and there is no the disciple that he's going in. He sees everybody is like a one unifying body. Like the hand, like the head. It's all part of the whole unit. It's all one. It's all in oneness. It's not like, you know, he won't say, okay, this is the left hand is trying to really scold at the right hand because the left hand is doing something wrong and the right hand is doing something wrong. So it's like left hand and right hand. Everything is one body. It's one body. It's, we could understand, like, when our teeth, you know, sort of bite our tongue, we won't get angry, that the teeth won't get angry at our tongue. You think, why did you bite me, right? The teeth, you know, the tongue won't get angry at the teeth, right? When they, oh, well, if you bit me twice, watch out. We won't do that, right? Because it's just part of our body, right? However, if we don't think that way, right? If we don't think that this is all one body, and we have this me and you, and I'm the one, you know, being insulted from you, then I just scolded you, then we will suffer, then it's the erroneous view.
所以同样的就是，比如说我帮助你，可是我并不认为我在帮助你。这样的话，你当帮助，可是你是众生一体的帮助。
Same thing. I help you, but there is no idea of me helping you.You're still helping other people. Then you see all sentient beings are one with you.
So, 就是说，如果你知道众生一体这个概念，那你还是照样帮助别人或者吵架，可是还是什么众生一体的吵架，就像什么。牙齿咬到舌头算不算吵架？很像嘛，对不对？牙齿欺负什么？欺负舌头嘛。可是你是一体的话，你不会这样想说，我欺负你，或者你被欺负，或者我是被你欺负的。那还是什么？你还是被打、啊，还是什么？还是一体的、啊。
So if we have this idea, all sentient beings.Including yourself, are one. You could still help others. You could still go scolding, have arguments with others. It's like the teeth biting the tongue. There is no anger, there's no vexation arise because of it's all in one. It's all.One body, and you could still, if you have this idea and belief that all sentient beings are one, and with yourself, it's all one body, then if you are being surprised or really hurt from others, you won't have this idea you being, you know, taking advantage or being hurt from others. You will just go through these kind of worldly affairs, because this is what the worldly affair will be. You sometimes being scolded from, you sometimes have to scold somebody, you sometimes have to be hurt by somebody. It's just part of this whole phenomenon in this worldly manner.
所以对我们一般人来讲，比如说我看到你，我们就会升起说我看到你，好，那我帮助你，通常会想我认为我在帮助你，嗯，那吵架看到不顺眼，我觉得你不对，不管发生任何现象，我们都会贴标签，这是我，这是你，因为这样的贴标签，所以我们在任何一个时间，我们这样的一个看法就造成我们是跟世界什么对立的，我们没办法体会到什么一体的，只有对我们的牙，对我们的身体，我们是什么用一体的观念在看待身体。
我理解的事情是 when they see others, there is I see you. They arise in the idea of me seeing you. Or when they are help, when I'm helping you, the idea in your mind is there is I and there are you, there is you, I am helping you. And when you are scolding others, having arguments, in your mind, there is the idea of I am having an argument with you. So we constantly labeling this me, and labeling this you, labeling this action I am performing, labeling that I am right, labeling that you are wrong, constantly. So in every moment, we're living in this, not in one with the whole sentient being situation. We are in opposition, we are in the dualistic thinking with the phenomenon, the world surrounding us. So it's very hard for us to be able to experience what the so-called see all in one with the sentient being. See that it's just all one body, it understands why when our teeth fit our tongue, we won't complain, because there is all now one body here. We will not be able to understand, to experience what that is like.
我们有听过说欢喜作嘛，甘愿嘛，说那这个原则也可以啊，就是说做了很辛苦的工作，我欢喜做，或者说店家什么，店家闲，那我甘愿啊。这对一般人来讲就有很大的帮助，就是烦恼少一点。可是这个还可以进入一个层次，我欢喜或者甘愿，并不是说因为你嫌我，那我甘愿被你嫌，不是。钱就是一个声音，我不会认为你在嫌我，所以你那一个力量，我甘愿是因为众生一体的这个观念，让我愿意甘愿，不是因为这样烦恼少一点，而是就是众生一体，所以我甘愿，就是等于是什么，就是牙齿舌头被牙齿咬了100次。勉强说甘愿呢，对，其实他也从来没有说好了，就是那有什么办法，他不会这样想的。他会甘愿的哦。那我们假设你那个甘愿是建立在这种众生一体的时候， 那个甘愿可以什么无条件的，还有就是可以长期的下去，就是甘愿。因为你的目的是什么？透过甘愿，然后来除掉什么？什么叫三门不空，或是就是什么有我有你那个对立的想法？我的目的是要这个样子。有些人是哎，他什么前世什么欠他的，现在就是甘愿喽。但是你还是什么我欠他，那还到一个程度以后就没欠你喽。可这个不是，这是一定要除掉人我对立的一个态度的。
我听懂了。Yeah, so other people practice. They say, okay, I'm willing to tolerate this kind of unfair treatment by others so that I will have less frustration. I will practice power. I practice that I endure this kind of harshness in the environment, harshness from treatment from other people, unfair treatment. It's part of my practice.You know, like maybe I owe this person, you know, I did some bad, you know, karma, so I will, I'm willing to tolerate this so that I can have a lesson in my karmic obstruction. This is one type of practice. Well,It is, if you look it from the point of view of practice to the point that you see all sentient beings are in one, then this type of practice is actually problematic. Because, yes, you tolerate. Yes, you're trying to endure. You're trying to lessen your vexation.But all along, you still have this sense of I. You still have this sense, this idea of you are being treated unfairly. You are being, you know, stolen from other people. It still has this idea, you lose the thinking of you, others, this unfair match that event occurred. So this is not in accordance with what really Chan is practicing.And you're trying to be rid of this kind of dualistic thinking, this I, you, this opposition, this dualistic, you know, in opposition kind of positions. We're trying to practice so that we are transcending that. If you're transcending that dualistic point of view, then you'll see everything, all phenomena in one.It's just one body. Then there is no me trying to endure. There is no others trying to put something harsh on me. There's no this kind of concept in your mind because everything is already transcended in one. All sentient, all phenomenal sentient beings are in one body. So you could, whatever situation, no matter how harsh that is, you can endure because there is no sense of I.Enduring this harshness. You can continue to endure however the situation is different but the view. That is the purpose of Chan practice.
听了这么多，你们他们甘愿被人家骂，被人家倒在那就是很甘愿的。
So now we heard a lot to this point.Now, are you willing to let other people scold you? Are you willing to let other people, you know, just say harsh words and, you know, treat you unfairly? Are you willing?
可以吗
Are you willing?
No. 所以你不愿意的话，你自己就选择，活在那种对立的世界。
Yeah. Okay, it's a matter of choice. Mm-hmm. If you say no, then you are choosing the dualistic mentality of living in this world.
因为我们只看到公平不公平，那我们看不到我们的分别你跟我。
We only see what's just and not just. We don't see our dualistic mentality of I and others.
所以，如果你一生公平，会生到了，这些都没有过错可除。可是，如果你是除那个什么人我的话，你选谁都可以除的。
为什么是这样子？对，我就麻烦你大
概。Yeah, if you can really fight for injustice, you try very hard and you win, right? You win, you know. And but as long as you have this dualistic thinking, it is endless. You will not be able to stop. There is.Don't arise, just pull back yourself back to the method. back to the practice and don't try to entangle with your thoughts, wandering thoughts, and just keep coming back to your method. The reason for that is it's a foundation based on there is no self, no form, and no mind. Therefore, there is no point to say getting angry, getting frustrated, getting upset about being drifted away by your wandering thoughts. Simply just drop that, coming right back to the method. That is based on the foundation of no mind, no form, and no self, but started by recognize that our mind is completely, you know, in the situation of solid understanding or attached with this mind and form self.
就很多人在打坐的时候，然后有这个妄想出来，然后这个妄想拉回来，很多人愿意拉回来，因为拉回来为什么？就静下来。下坐以后呢，也是会有这些什么妄想浮起来。我们说妄想拉回来，什么妄想拉回来？他这是这个样子啊，没办法了。他打坐跟下坐一样，同样都是妄想，可以跟他讲那是妄想，人家真的哦，不是妄想。这连这个东西要懂都不太容易。
The concept of no mind, no form, no self is very difficult to understand. But in the sitting meditation, when you tell ordinary people when they start a practice, you say, okay, when the wandering thoughts arise, simply just go back to your method. It's easier because for them to do that, because once they do that, they feel the sense of calmness. You know, they come to the wandering thoughts, so they will just go back to the method. They understand anything that's surfacing out of their mind are wandering thoughts when they were sitting in a cushion. The minute they off the cushion and they're engaging all these wandering thoughts in front of them, and you mention that, they start also wandering thoughts. And they're saying, oh, that's real. He scored at me. No, this is not right. No. This is not justice. It's unfair. But you reminded them, no, these are just the same. Like you, the wandering thoughts in your mind when you were sitting, they say, no, that's not wandering thoughts. So it's very hard. It's not easy.
那个英文翻翻的一错是不是翻的很好啊？是妄想，翻的一错是什么杂念？
啊 ，So wandering thought is not a correct translation. Maybe deluded thought is more better.
就是说，我们会用妄想，就是说，你心中不是一个影像，就是你心中不是一个影像啊，不是人啊，所以叫做妄嘛、啊。里面没有人在里面啊，就是在打坐的时候啊。妄想，我们通常妄想，可是很多人就把它当作是什么杂念。妄想就是希望的一个像，叫做妄想。
So it's really a linguistic matter here. It's wrong to translate as wandering thoughts. It's deluded thoughts. So when you were sitting, you had this kind of constant thought coming out. We say that is deluded thoughts.Surfacing from your mind. But then when you are not meditating on cushion, you're engaging all these worldly affairs. We also say this is also delusion of thought you're engaging. And that is the hard part to you, for you to see that. It is also delusion of thought. With constantly, thought is just, we ironically think.Deluded thought as some sort of just wandering thought. That's the difference. Actually, it's deluded thought is not wandering thought.
You say that there are deluded thoughts. Could you describe what's not deluded thought?
他说讲的是妄念，那怎么不是妄念呢？
啊，这个很好玩啊。所谓妄念，你把它当真，那这个妄念叫做妄念。 如果你发觉妄念是妄念，那个妄念就变成真的。
That's very interesting. A deluded thought, if you treat that as real thought, then you are deluded. A deluded thought, you know that is deluded, then that is the real.
那我怎么样？我再做一个比喻好了哈。这只手，假如说是不是黄金的嘞哈？这只手是整个是黄金的嘞。那这一个黄金做成一个这样的手指的一个什么一个外形哈，这样的像对不对哈？像我们在讲说妄想，就那个有像的部分就是妄，对不对？它是不是黄金？这样的形状是不是黄金？是不是？这样的造型是不是黄金？这样的一个形状是不是黄金？是不是？这样的也不是黄金，对不对？它是有形状的嘛，啊，对不对？那你把这个形状当作黄金，当就是什么？你就看不到黄金，对不对？当你发觉，就是说这个像根本就不是黄金，黄金是无相的，那么它做成什么东西，全部都是黄金，对不对？这样算不算黄金？这是黄金做的。这是黄金做的，所以你就是离开相以后，那这些相，不是执着相，那这些相全部都是黄金。那黄金就是我们的心性了。
For example, his hand is made of gold. So, gold being sculpted.Into a shape of hand. The hand is the form. So it is a form. The form is not permanent, unchanging. That's why it's deluded. It's not real. It's not real. If you treat its form, so-called a hand, as gold, then you are deluded.Because this hand could not be the goal. The reason why is, if I then change the shape into this shape, still goal, but the form is changed, then this form, if you also mistake this form as goal, then you delude. So goal itself is formless, because when we say formless,Is there's no permanent unchanging form there. It's constantly changing. So if you mistakenly see whatever the form is temporarily revealed in front of you, even though it's gold, and you see that form as gold, then you are deluded. You are away from the truth. So if you understand gold,is actually formless. The nature of this form, the nature of this hand, is formless. Then you know what really gold is.
那再讲一下啊，这个手掌变成拳头，这是有相，相为什么？生生灭灭，来来去去，对不对？可是这个假如这个是一块黄金，变成这样子，它有没有生灭？有没有来气？没有。有没有增加？有没有减少？没有。就像清明讲的什么，是诸法空相，什么不生不灭，不增不减啊，然后不垢不净。可是相上事实上是有的，有来，我们感觉什么？有生，然后这个什么灭掉了嘛啊？相上会有生灭，可是这个。无形象的性，它本身没有生命，这是第一个。那这个象，它是从哪个地方生的？从这个性产生的。这样子可能比较容易懂我们在讲什么。
So we establish that because gold, the nature of the gold representing our true nature, is formless. Therefore, there is no birth, there is no perishing, increasing, perishing. There is no decrease or increase. There is no pure and impure. Because the nature is emptiness, it can change different forms. If you understand that, then you understand what the Heart Sutra is talking about. This voidness of all dharma. No increasing, decreasing, arising, perishing. But yet, the form, these forms, derive from the nature of
emptiness.
Also, in form, there is coming and going, arising and perishing. And the form is arise from the true nature.
所以这边就是说，我们因为着这个相，所以就看不到那个什么不生不灭的心，没有我，没有你的这个心。所以，因为我们一直认为相，这是我，这是我的相，不是你的相。那我们的整个世界就变成我跟你的世界，并不是相有，会因为你分这是我，这是你，就产生你我的对立，不是，是我们自己选择的。
Because ordinary sentient beings are attached to the form, so they don't see the nature of the form, and they don't see in the true nature there is no I, there is no you, there is no form. And because they are attached to this form, they don't see the nature of the form, so they create this whole world, this dualistic world.Me, you, them, the whole thing.
We, 比如说我分，这是我，这是你，这还有话讲哈。这是我，这是你，这是真的就是你呀、啊，这真的是我啊。可是我心中不在的一个影像，你的影像还有我的影像，这都是我的影像。可是我们仍然是认为那个是你，那个是我。我们一般人就是说，会想到什么的，就是说，是不是我是一个影像？那我们会把那个影像当成什么？当成他，这影像是谁的影像？是你心中就像这样子，有没有心中浮出的各种像嘛？可是我们因为认为那个就是他，我这么认为是他，就你听到以后，你也把那个像当成他，所以我们两个就什么，就觉得他对他，你应该对付他，两个都是什么？都是在把这些像当成真的是外面的东西，所以我们这个世界就分成了对立的世界，因为我们这个样子的一个形式。
Now we see for people, ordinary sentient beings, exercising this kind of dualistic mentality.You know, they will see, oh, there is me, my body, and there's you, you're outside of my body. That seems to, it's a very concrete and clear. But when someone who, in their mind, surfacing this idea of someone, it's actually someone in your mind, but you will also, when you think of someone, you will not think that this is a thought came out of your mind, but you think this is someone actually outside of your body, outside, when there's this picture or this kind of idea vision, you know, in your mind servicing out, you will believe that it's outside. It's not created by your mind. And that's how we have chosen. This is the choice what we chose to live in, this kind of dualistic world. You know, that's how we view the world, in a very dualistic view.
所以我们变将骂一次，当场伤心了，可是事后在想的时候，可以伤心几次？
When we were being really treated badly or scolded by someone, when that happened, right at that moment, you really hurt. You really are very sad about the whole event. But then after the event, each time when you think about that event, how many times you feel sad? Each time when the same event came out of your mind.
有些人是从小时候到现在，可能三十年了啊，那个悲伤要多少次啊？有时候要看那个心理医生去看什么？其实这边是你把你记忆中的那些影像，认为这个就是我的什么人，已经影像了，可是你还是认为什么人？然后心理医生也是认为说，那个就是什么人？两个都是一样这么想哈。
Some people who event happened when they were very young, after 30 years, they still, you know, upset and really disturbed by that experience. And so they will go to see a psychiatrist or therapist or psychoanalyst to try to really sort this out and try to feel better. And then it's some memory in your mind.You won't treat that as just a memory in the past. You treat that as something really concrete and real. It really hurts you. Each time it comes out in your mind, it hurts you again and again. And then when you go to see the therapist, the therapist sees the same thing. The therapist says, that's real. That's right there, you know. You right here, you being hurt 30 years ago, and yeah. So you two are saying the same thing.
他分析说你小时候是爸爸打你啊，这是一个妄想嘛，所以有没有治疗？没有治疗的，还会再复发。
So the analysts say, oh, you feel so upset because you got hit by your dad, you know, when you were young. And then, this is a delusional thought. There's no treatment for delusional thought, you know.
所以你懂这个道理的话，你不管你有多么什么悲惨的那个什么记忆啊，拿出来看一看，问题点是我悲惨，还是我把记忆这个影像当成我，当成他？你只要看清楚了，就记忆要不要把它去除？不需要，只要看穿什么叫什么。这是好神，这不是蛇，那就不用说啊，又未必咬到了，根本就没有蛇在咬你。
Do you understand this idea that we are being affected by our own deluded thoughts? Then each time when this memory surfacing, this how horrible.The experience, how traumatic experience you were experienced before. And each time you understand this thing came out, it's just a delusional thought that the memory is stored in your mind. You treat that as that, then you will not be affected by it. You realize that it's actually just a rope, it's not a snake, it won't bite you.
所以就是说，在我们说照见五蕴，你看为什么要照见五蕴皆空？不是把悲惨的记忆，然后把它弄成一个哇，很是不是很自什么？我们自圆其说的那个遭遇，而是看穿这个就是无 印而已，里面没有我，没有他，那就什么照见五蕴皆空，就能够度什么一切苦厄。看清楚，这就是心里面的一个什么产生的一个相的功能。我们心能够记忆，然后能够什么能够 play， 那唯一你是看错了，把它看清楚了。你要不要把记忆抹杀？不需要。很多人就是这样淡忘，就在想它，一想就完蛋了。可是你照见它的话，你在跟人家提的时候，没事的。为什么？你不会再把那个记忆里面那些影像当成我，当成它，当成一个悲惨的主角，被人家怎么样？
If we can really see the all five standards of empty, then we will not still try to change this kind of traumatic experience from bad into a more tolerable, memory or make it a more acceptable kind of memory, trying to talk to yourself, trying to soften it up, trying to make it better. We will not do anything, actually, if we see all five scanners are empty. We see bodies are just the function of the mind. We don't need to alter these memories of ours. It's all empty. Then we see everything, the five scanners are empty. Then, when the memory comes, when the traumatic experience comes, we see that as empty. We see that it's just part of the five scanners are empty. Then we transcend our meditation.
I just have one question. I mean, I utterly agree. What I think is can be problematic is that in some event, like let's not say someone being hurt by their father, which is traumatic and it's a memory, but what probably has happened is that has led to a whole succession of other thoughts and feelings of self-image and the reactions to that, which are probably hidden from the person's mind. You know, it's a whole web of development that goes through one's development, all of which I totally agree are illusions. Right? But the question is that it's one thing if some specific thought comes up, right, and you can let that go. It's these other ones, other thoughts which you're not seeing, that you it's hard to let go of because you're simply not aware of it.
的解释五蕴皆空，所以对于过去这种不管是多悲惨的记忆，就能够就是不去把看成是一个真实的东西，看成是一个妄念。他说，可是我们一般的人从小被父母打，被父亲很严重的伤害到，那他除了是记得很清楚当时被父亲伤害的那个影像，那因为那个影像呢，这么多年来已经转向，已经变成到一种好像更深入，就是更深他心里中的一种更就是深到，就是说连他自己这个意识上都没有办法知道，知道自己就是心内心的一些转换达到什么程度，所以对那种他看不见的这些妄念，他那怎么处理呢？
基本上比较粗的相，有一个相，我们可能有一点禅修可能可以化解。它转的比较深的，比如说它转化为，我们就要转化为形印啊，或者四印，你就发觉它里面会有一个很微细的波动，你看不清楚。可是当你如果禅修比较好的时候，那东西就会比较具象的啊。那我举个例子好了。我记得就是我在打坐的时候腿很痛啊，那我就 它痛，那让我的念头自然的浮起来。那痛的时候就想到要什么，要换腿。那不是只是换腿的念头，手还会去什么，会去要搬腿，对不对？可是在我看到的话，就是我一个念头想换腿，那接下来就有行动。然后我就让他看了、啊、看了说、哦、我念头想搬腿，可是我不要指挥什么，我不要指挥我的手去搬腿、哦、那这样我一看的话手就停在那边，那手又缩回来，可是没有多久就很痛，那动念头想换腿，那手马上伸出去，我看了以后他就停在那边，这时候只有念头，我只说我想换腿的念头，刚开始只认为有一个想放掉的念头，可到最后很痛的时候，不是放掉的念头，是一个影像啊、哦，就是手搬腿的影像浮出来了，不是只是放腿这个语言的那个念头，也就是说，我们一个语言的念头，事实上背后实际上是有一堆像在里面，我们看不清楚而已。
Normally, in a more course, deluded thoughts, it's easier to deal with. But through practice of chanting, the practitioner is able to detect more refined delusion, deluded thoughts. And that refined deluded thoughts.It's this kind of very thin movement, very refined movement in this practitioner. I'll give you an example. Myself, in the beginning when I practiced meditation, really I experienced a severe leg pain. When that happens, thoughts arise in my mind that I really want to let go of my leg. That's just a thought. It's really painful. It's really painful. I wanted to let go of my leg, but I consciously would not, I would treat that as delusional thought. So I would not put, sometimes it's, so my hand started to want to loosen my leg. When I see that,And I put my hand down. Right? And if that's just it's a thought that my hand is actually, it's an idea in my mind that my hand wanted to go and loosen my leg. But then when the pain persists and it becomes more and more severe, then the thoughtI wanted to loosen my leg. It started to expand. More than just a deluded thought that it's like, oh, my leg is painful, I wanted to let loose. Actually, this hand started to want to really go grab this leg and loosen it. So in other words, it started from this one deluded thought, it's I'm in pain, I want to loosen it. But actually, When that thought arises, there's a whole host of thoughts is following, but at that point I wasn't really aware.
好，那我们刚才讲说，影像里面没有我，没有他，只是一个我心中浮出一个影像。接下来是感受其实也是一样，这感受有乐受，有苦受，虽然是四大，是我们的四大。因为你的心情而产生不同的反应，比如说，可能就是什么火大，跑到上面多一点，跑到什么，是我们生气的时候是什么气往什么往上冲，对不对？那时候是那个四大的那个火比较多一点，我们叫花什么花火，对不对？四大在你身体里面，它的那个比例不一样。它会随着一个因缘比例不一样， 所以或者是影像没有我没有他，包括感受你也要跟看清楚，还包括我们的想法也是一样，还包括我们的行为，比如说我想要做什么，我不想做什么，你心可以这个样子想，可是你不要以为那里面有我想做什么，这样的话当你那个影像没有，可是你的心里面你就会有一个很怪怪的感觉，那就是感受，你不要以为那个感受是什么是我。那我们一般我们的感受
So, when this image arises in one's mind, we need to train ourselves to understand it's a deluded thought that's arising. There is no I, there is no others. Same thing with feelings. We sometimes feel joyful feelings or not joyful feelings. It's just this four elements.You know, changing because of emotions. It has a different kind of ratio. You know, sometimes when we are angry, the fire element will be more than the other three elements. And it will affect how we feel. And if we treat all theseJust, there's no real concrete self there. It's just like the four elements encounter with these feelings and the racial changes. Then we will not be able to be talked about them. Also, we were able to detect the deeper level of disturbance through the, you know, how emotion, feelings, and encounter with the outside world.And the racial changes. Same thing trickle to our, the way we think and the whole bystanders, how it evolves. And when we want to do something or we don't want to do something, when you arrive that, you need to understand there is no, you need to know there's no I there. There's no, you know, this.I want to do something or I don't want to do something. It's just something needs to be done or not to be done.
These 几个首先就被打断了，然后你要先问他。
If we allow ourselves to be scolded, we are trapped in dualistic thinking.
Yeah.
But.If we allow ourselves to be treated unjustly, is that not the same as choosing to treat others unjustly?
他说如果让别人骂我，哎，或是让别人对我不公平的对待，那这样子我是不是对别人也不公平？就是对我不公平的那个人，我这样子对待他的话，对他也不公平。
如果你是从公平的角度，不管谁公平不公平，你就是在公平不公平里面在争嘛。你就做这个公平跟不公平，有我有你，我先公平嘛，你先不公平。不管你怎么弄出来，你就是在那个什么，这个一个游泳池里面，那个游泳池的水要公平，这个水做成，就在里面在游来游去，那边多一点，那边少一点，理论也是什么？跳不出那个什么，我公平所做的那个水，跳不出来的。
If you are entangled with the idea of treated unfairly, you're being scolded by others, or you are not treated fairly by others, it's like you're creating a swimming pool, and that swimming pool is created by you and this idea of justice and not justice.And sometimes you could do it, you know, like you have more water in the justice part, and less water in the injustice, and you have more water in the injustice. But although you're entangled in this swimming pool of yourself creating this justice, injustice, and you were never able to jump out of this dualistic mode.
I want to sort of build on what Harry was saying with this idea of wandering thoughts and the power of wandering thoughts. I have a close friend who went to a psychologist. Very, very, very close friend. And I found that in conjunction with meditation practice, it was very helpful talking about my mind because it diminished the power of the thoughts in my head. And that's what I found very helpful, the repetition of talking about these thoughts that recurring thoughts like, I should feel guilty. I should feel guilty. I'm such a bad person. I'm such a... He yelled at me. I deserve to be yelled at. And these are things that I was trying to let, like, when I meditate and stand a message, these thoughts might come up. And they were so powerful, it was overwhelming for many years. And then speaking to a psychologist was helpful to seeing them as no big deal. These thoughts are no big deal. You know, together, I found it helpful actually for diminishing the power of the thought. Because while meditating, it helps diminish it, like seeing them come over and over and just coming back and feeling a little more relaxed. But actually verbalizing them and hearing someone say, oh, it's no big deal, and talking about them, I could see the grip that they had on me and start feeling a sense of like, no big deal. So I'm a horrible person. No, I'm not so horrible. So I just bring that up because I think that there might be that for someone like myself it was helpful to speak to a psychologist as opposed to just relying on meditation for so many years. I wanted to theoretically I thought I should be able to meditate and be able to do this. I should. But it wasn't working as expediently as I had wanted it to, and I was suffering a lot, so I felt no choice but to try something else, and I found it helpful. My friend found it helpful.
Probably说, 其实那个心理治疗对我在打坐方面有很大的帮助，因为以前我常常在打坐的时候，对这些妄念一直就会浮现出来，就是这种不好的念头啊，常常觉得自己不够好啊。或者是自己有这种不好的一些念头就会出现，就一直会打扰着我，打坐的时候就没办法很静下心来打坐。那后来呢，就去看了心理医生，看了心理医生以后呢，就常常就这些打扰我的这些妄念呢，就我就会跟着心理医生讲，那都几乎差不多都同样的这些妄念，就一直讲重复的一直讲。讲到最后呢，就觉得那个心理医生就告诉我说，哎呀，这个没什么，这不要去太，不要去太那么注意它嘛，就像也不是一个很严重的什么，就是叫他放轻松啊，就一直这样子提醒，一直重复的这样子提醒他。他发觉就是说，心理医生这样子重复的一直这样子经过这种面谈的方式哈，这样一直。 能够让他就是能够对这种妄念呢，能够不会去给这个妄念那么多的一些那种强的这种力量啊，所以他打坐的时候呢就比较能够安静下来，所以他觉得说，这个心理治疗其实对打坐是有帮助的。好，那其实因为你看心理医生要花钱啊，那可能你就当自己的心理医生，你就出来说那没什么，那没什么。
Well, so you have to pay a lot of money to your therapist.
hear that, it's really no big deal. But you can do that to yourself. You're just meditating when this kind of deluded thought comes. It's no big deal. No big deal. And it's free.
因为整个关键点是他改变他的态度，他认为这没什么，可是之前他认为我是 guilty， 我是 guilty， 你相信，所以这样的一个态度让你的妄想会出来。他透过心理医生改变他的什么，他的观念跟他的态度，那没什么，那你就知道了以后就不用看了，就是那没什么。
The key point is, through therapy, you change your attitude. You change the attitude to those kind of troubling thoughts. So, if you actually really see, you don't need to go see this. You understand the big deal. These harsh thoughts to yourself.
Okay. 如果心理医生这样讲说，他个小事啊，你不相信的话，那心理医生也帮不了忙的，而且你还是要付钱。On
the other hand, even if the therapist tell you it's really no big deal, but if your attitude is not changed, and you don't believe,
and you
don't believe, then it won't, this person won't help you. And you keep paying.
I'll tell my friend what you said.
然后你可以跟他请一半的钱就好了。You pay half. 哇，我们今天好像没想到什么，有没有用啊？
We didn't really follow, you know, go, you know, continue to talk about the only first.
所以这个部分就是说，就看到自己人过错，可以从就是一般人所认知的对错，到你认为我有贪心、嗔心的过错，到我跟你对立，这就是过错。那跟你看到你跟别人对立，所谓对立就是说我，这是我，这是你，有这样的想法。 你不认为就是我跟你就像家子跟舌头是我心中的一体。如果你这个样子的一个自见的话，那我们在几乎是在每个当下都可以看到自己有什么过错，你可以什么随时去练习这一部分，那你就比较可能有一天，你发觉我是可以什么，我在那个时间可以跟众生是一体的。
So we talk about train our mind to see our own faults. We started by saying other people trying to tolerate the unfair treatment, thinking that they will decrease their reputations. And then we branch out to when you start practice, you see this the deluded thoughts arising to diminish your greed, hatred, and ignorance, and then we can continue to talk more about we can able to see the thoughts that we have in our mind, this dualistic thinking about many others, and then we understand that we need to if we have this right view to see that as long as we arise in this mind of dualistic thinking, then we are at fault. Then we are moment by moment be able to see our fault. And when we practice like this way, then one day you will be able to surround it with all sentient beings and see all in one. And you will not be oppositional to any kind of situation and to anybody, because all just in one. It's like you will not be with the teeth biting your tongue. The tongue will not complain because it's all in one body.
那我们的心本身也不是对立，也不是一体，而是我们的心，你可以操作成为我看到你，我觉得你不好，觉得你好，你可以这样操作。 你这样的一个看法，这样的操作，你就会产生这样的一个果报。那如果说我不是这样操作，我是以众生一体的方式操作， 那有一天你跟他相应的话，你就得到这样的什么众生第一的果报，即使被骂你也不会认为我被骂，那你就享用到这样的一个什么，怎么说一个这样的果报或者一个世界，那这个部分都由我们自己去选择的。
This mind of ours has the function. Can function in a dualistic world. It's just or seeing the world as you want. It's a matter of your choice. If you practice, if you use this mind to exercise and see the world in a dualistic world, point of view, like there is I, there is others, you function, there is right and wrong, there is just and unjust, and you started to really create this dualistic world, then that is the choice. And then because of that, you will have the retribution out of that action by it. And on the other hand, if you have this, your mind function as seeing all in one, and you are not really having this dualistic point of view, there is no I seeing you, there is no right and just in me, and then the retribution from that exercise will be see everything in one, and if there is no, that you will not being see that you're being scolded from and you're not suffering by it. So it's all a matter of your choice, what type of life you're going to do in the mind.
所以说如果你这样的观点你相信你也不愿意这样去改，那你注定你现在看到的这个世界是对立的世界，白天是对立的，然后你自己在跟自己对话的时候也是对立的，你在做梦的时候也是对立的，那这个部分是你自己选择的，你不要辩论别人。
So if we don't believe that all sentient beings are in one, and we firmly believe this dualistic world, and you do not want to change, and in the daylight you see everything from a very dualistic point of view, and in the night time you move in that dualistic mentality, and as the outcome you will get the fruition of this dualistic view. And if something you do not blame on others, because that's all a matter of your own choice. You choose to live in this kind of dualistic point of view, and you choose to create a dualistic point, the dualistic world.
那我们这样做，那你要不要这样搞，那是你的事情，跟我没有关。
Whether you want to change it, it's really your matter. I don't think it's over me.
Time is up.
So we're going to recite the verse in Sanskrit, American, which starts by reciting in English, followed with Chinese. May the virtues of merit adorn and glorify God, the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the forbearers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the suffering of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exalting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss. 愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，即此一报身，同生极乐国。
to put the chairs and cushions away. We need to leave 20 chairs from my left hand side to against the wall, and the rest have to go back to the basement.
请菩萨帮忙帮我们收拾禅堂，那有20张椅子在楼上，他其他的到底下去了。